Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. From breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Get all the latest updates on the show. With distrust in media at an all-time high, Kansans have been calling for a news source within the state they can trust to bring them factual and fair reporting. A group of editors committed to this goal have joined forces to provide the balance Kansans expect and deserve. To achieve that goal, the Kansas Informer was founded by Kansans for Kansans and answers only to Kansans. With us now, to tell us more about their new liberty-oriented news service is Dan Thalman with the Kansas Informer. Dan, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Dan, I think John's audience would certainly agree there is a need for more fair and balanced reporting in today's media. Just look at that statistic that I quoted earlier that showed only 32% of the population reports having a great deal or a fair amount of confidence that the media reports the news in a full, fair, and accurate way. And looking at how the Wichita Eagle or the Kansas City Star covers Topeka or the Life Issue, can you really blame them?
Right. So, you know, we are the media, the three of us. And one thing that we ran into quite often is that we would think the same exact thing as evidently a big chunk of the public. And, you know, this is something we've been talking about for a couple of years at least. We were very frustrated with what we were reading in the media. You know, kind of the mainstream, more traditional media. It seemed like there was a narrative being pushed. We'd be at news events or covering news events at the same time as some of these other publications. And when we read, you know, competing stories, we were like, where did this come from? I was at this event. This isn't what happened. And it was real frustrating. So we finally, after a couple of years of talking about it, we decided we needed to do something.
So that's
when we got together and came up with some ideas, and it kind of morphed over time. But finally, here in December, we unveiled the Kansas Informer, which is at caninfo.com and K-A-N, so for Kansas Informer And, you know, it's been interesting already. We've had some response and a lot of thanks from people who were looking for a more Kansas-based news service that provided Kansans with the viewpoint that came from their foundation and the way they see things.
Yeah. So you are a past president of the Kansas Press Association. Have you ever seen a time when readers had such distrust in the media?
No. You know, I've been involved in the newspaper industry for 23 years now, and I do love my industry, and I'm a big believer in what we do and what we provide to society. You know, we're in the Constitution. We need freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And so I absolutely believe in the importance of what we do. But unfortunately, I just don't see, you know, this, like, we're supposed to be mirroring what's going on out there, just kind of giving this unbiased, you know, perspective. So people are informed. But unfortunately, here lately, especially over the last decade, especially, it's just been changing. And it's frustrating for us to see it happening.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Danielle Underwood speaking with Dan Thalman from the Kansas Informer. Dan, I have to ask you if part of your reasoning behind starting the Informer was to push back against certain Soros-funded media outlets like the Kansas Reflector. We're seeing these picked up by lots of smaller sized papers across the state, and you know, they're just distributing their content all over the place. Even some of the TV stations are picking that up now. That coverage is so biased, so toxic, so one-sided, yet mainstream media publications are increasingly picking it up and running with it as if it were real news. So is that part of your thinking behind this?
Yeah, so that's pretty much the main website that was constantly frustrating us. And when I say us, so what happened, we have this nice Kansas perspective from across the state. Dane Hicks from the Anderson County Review in Garnett, Earl Watt from the Leader in Times and Liberal, and I'm in Washington at the Washington County News. So we have, you know, Southeast, Southwest, and North Central covered, and we're all Kansans, and this is just something we're doing. We're not being funded by some, you know, dark money somewhere else.
Coastal
we just saw a need for
right.
it because we're just frustrated because this perspective that's coming out with that website, they have the money to employ the reporters to get this certain, we feel, foundationally, they have a narrative that they're pushing. And we can't compete with that as volunteer, you know, weekly newspapers. And the reason newspapers pick that stuff up is because the media industry is struggling right now. And I think there's probably a reason for it in several ways. But so they pick up this free content and don't realize that they're helping them push this narrative. And so we're offering this situation, same situation where newspapers can pick up our content. And we bring in various contributors from across Kansas covering state and local news and opinion. And so we have this option now that other newspapers can pick up if they'd like to.
Well, I love this. And I'm wondering what people living in these communities might do to be able to encourage the editors of those papers to pick up your content. Do you think there's anything that they could do to assist?
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of mentioning it to them, because there are probably still some newspapers that don't realize we exist. I mean, we're known within our industry because we are outliers, because we are more conservative than, I guess, the standard journalist in Kansas. But, you know, as we have been found out by several newspapers and they are using our content, I get calls from all across Kansas and emails from people who just love what we're writing and very relieved to finally have that perspective instead of the, you know, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka corridor of one narrative that we see on, you know, other news sources. Yeah. So, but I would encourage anyone who finds our site, again, caninfo.com, let their local newspapers know about it, that they can have any of the content we have, they can print it for free.
And that they, as subscribers, would like to see that content appear in their local paper. I think it also would also be a good message to send. I know I myself have shared some of your stories, which I think is excellent quality content, with friends. And, you know, you guys are carrying, you're having coverage on things that nobody else is talking about. One of those articles we're going to be talking about later on in the show tonight. I'm just wondering, what other coverage do you see that you're going to be really focusing on bringing to the people of Kansas? What kinds of stories are you going to follow?
Focus, Yeah, we do focus on a lot of political news, but also education is a big topic for us. This is something we feel like there is only one side coming out on that particular topic. And then if you think about it, you know, the pro-life issues, this is just an absolute one-sided venture from the other side of the media. And we have to offer perspective just to give people more information than they're receiving right now. I mean, I've been calling what we're seeing in the state of media right now activist journalism. It's not just reflecting what's going on anymore. It is activist, and they're pushing a leftist narrative. And it's frustrating. I love my industry. I really do. But we are frustrated beyond belief, and this is why we had to do it. So
yeah, I can't imagine how frustrated you must be. What reception have you received from legislators? Have they been receptive to you as you've reached out to them for comment on any stories, or what has that been like as you've interacted with legislators?
Yeah, it's been very positive. And as soon as they find out about us, they tell other legislators about us. And we've really been getting a lot of traction here over the last month and a half. I mean, we kind of had a soft opening in December, so we can, you know, this is all new to us doing this sort of thing. And we don't have an infrastructure behind us that can pay for all this sort of work. So we're just kind of, we started by winging it, and now we're figuring it out. And the legislators have been helpful because they like to see, instead of being berated constantly, even before conversations even become or start, you know, they like to see finally some more unbiased perspectives out there that really kind of reflect the Kansas worldview.
Yeah, I know from my perspective, it's nice to encounter some members of the media who are not hostile to your cause. So it's a really, it's a very important service that you're bringing to the people of Kansas. So
yeah,
Dan, if folks want to read some of your articles or connect with you, they can find you online at caninfo.com, as you've said a few times. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a privilege to have you on here, and we're so grateful to you for what you're doing. I know it's for the love of journalism that you're taking this on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very excited to be able to offer this option. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to be on the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks. So next week's guest host for the show will be Representative Nick Hoheisel. Also, we'd like to remind you about some upcoming events happening very soon. Sedgwick County Black Republican Council, second annual Better Together Unity Ball, will be happening April 27th from 7 to 11 p.m. And of course, you should definitely check out Kansans for Life Banquet coming up Friday, April 12th. Go to kfl.org to get your tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.